Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today in Israel, the weather is mild and inviting. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle sea breeze. Haifa is comfortably warm, perfect for a day out. Meanwhile, Eilut is sunny, offering a bright start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier today, Lebanon deal focused on dismantling Hezbollah, not Israeli withdrawal, Ambassador Leiter says. Also, Ynet reports that Iran's leaders weep over Khamenei's coffin in a mass funeral show of defiance, with millions expected at ceremonies across Iran and Iraq. Also, this hour, JNS details that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist who abducted Captain Daniel Perez during the October 7th attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz. Separately, the JTA recounts that at an Entebbe reunion, former hostages say the events of October 7th shattered their faith in Israel's promise of rescue. And finally, from earlier reporting, the JTA shares that the Entebbe raid remains one of Israel's most mythologized military operations. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted an hour ago that crowds at Khamenei's funeral chanted Death to America and displayed signs calling for the killing of Trump. Al Arabiya English, a media outlet, posted recently that Taiwan's Coast Guard has deployed vessels to track Chinese ships off the island's east coast amid China's patrols. Ahmed Al-Khalidi, a regional observer, highlighted 2 hours ago that today marks 10:01 days since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israeli civilians. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Lebanon deal. The Jerusalem Post reports that Ambassador Leiter clarified that the recent agreement centers on dismantling Hezbollah's influence. The ambassador rejected claims of tension with Prime Minister Netanyahu during discussions. The focus remains on regional stability rather than Israeli withdrawal. Turning to Iran, Ynet describes a somber yet defiant scene as Iran mourns its supreme leader, Khamenei. Millions are expected to attend ceremonies both in Iran and Iraq, casting him as a martyr. This display aims to project unity amid internal and external pressures. Meanwhile, the IDF's operation against Hamas. According to JNS, the IDF targeted Mohammad Jandia, involved in the October 7th attack and subsequent hostage situation. This action underscores Israel's commitment to confronting threats from Gaza. The operation highlights ongoing regional security concerns. Separately, the Entebbe reunion. The JTA captures the emotional reflections of former hostages who now question Israel's ability to ensure citizen safety. The legacy of the 1976 Entebbe raid stands in stark contrast to recent events, challenging perceptions of Israeli security. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israeli company Sonovia plans to revolutionize the denim industry with sound wave dyeing technology. Brazilian denim supplier Vicuna has signed a memo to buy a 20% stake, signaling a step towards sustainable fashion. Separately, C-Tech details that Nir Zuk, the founder of Palo Alto Networks, cleared a key regulatory hurdle to become a major shareholder in U.S. Liberty Bank. This move marks a significant expansion of Israeli influence in American banking. And finally, from Globes, Rafael has signed a major air defense deal with Romania for the Spider system. Valued at over 2 billion euros, this is Israel's second largest defense sale, following the Arrow 3 deal with Germany. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.